This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I always ask my guy Javon Alford joining us here on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law to join us in these hours of the day. Javon Alford, fanside NFL contributor, founder of Total Sports Live. Javon, how are we doing, my man?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. We're doing great as always. We go back all the way to the weekend show doing this together. Now, I guess we got, you know, a little bit of like trust built in here.
We got pull time.
We got some pull. Yeah, it's working out all right. And I always think it's great now that if me and Charlie are going to be on this show together, I asked Jovan to come on as well. The timing always works out great. And you love talking Packers, and that is until Micah Parsons isn't a part of this team. Your reaction to Sunday, man, where not just the loss, but, I mean, losing everyone in the process, Micah being the headliner, but Zach Tom goes out, Evan Williams down, Christian Watson gets hurt, what's new? And if you haven't heard, Marshawn Lloyd apparently going to be out for the remainder of the season, it looks like, too. Jovan, can the Packers overcome all this stuff right now, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to say worst case scenario, week 15 was like worst case scenario. Unless you're like Kansas City Chiefs fan, like it was the same thing for Kansas City, like worst case scenario.
Packers, but they weren't in the playoffs.
No, they weren't. They had to lose, and other things had to happen, right? So yeah. I think for obviously for Packers fans, like you said, this is like the doomsday scenario. Like losing Parsons is just a killer, just because you already wasn't getting consistency from Rashawn Gary, let alone your defensive tackle depth coming into this season wasn't great. So you're now overcompensating for what you lost in the middle to say, oh, we're having this great year by Parsons. Now that's out the window. You mix in the Christian Watson injury, which you just feel terrible about, because the way he's performed since coming back from his ACL has just been, I think, probably exceeded all of our expectations. Just like it seems like he hasn't missed a step. He's become this, you know, wide receiver one for Jordan Love. And now you're trying to, you got to mix and match some things. But one thing you do, if you're a Packers fan, you do have depth at wide receiver like that. You do have some safety nets there with Dobbs, Golden, and Reed. But at pass rusher, you're a little concerned on what are you going to get from this unit going forward for the rest of the season and obviously into the playoffs.
I think even with Micah Parsons on the field, Javon, that you still had a little concern about that defensive line group outside of him. And then you also still had some concern about the cornerback room without Micah Parsons on the field now. Which of those two groups do you have more concern about, even though obviously there's concern with both? And which one do you think has a better chance of stepping up without Micah Parsons on the field?
That's a good question. I want to say both are equal. Both are equal. But I think it's pass rush, because if you can get pass rush, it will not, your corners won't have to cover, you know, as long as, you know, necessary. I know Carrington Valentine did not have the greatest of games against the Broncos, and it was disappointing because Carrington has played so well since stepping into that starting position. But I think it's the defensive line. You have to get pressure, right? You have to see what Carl Brooks can give you from that, you know, from the middle. You know, what can Brinson give you on the edges, right? Can Rashawn Gary figure out something and try to, you know, get some pressure? He haven't had a sack in what, in like six games or something like that?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, that's terrible right there. So when you have that, and then you have, you know, you're hoping Kingsley in Nabare can get something going there. And, you know, he's not a huge sack guy, but what he's showing you, he's at least getting pressure, right? I know Jeff Hafley, that was something he talked about last week when they asked about Gary, like, is he going to get, you know, about Gary, you know, about the pressures. And it's like, I would like him to get the pressures, but he's doing good at run stopping. Well, now you need them to get pressure, because you can't have these quarterbacks sitting back in the pocket and picking apart your secondary, because we've seen Nixon struggle at times. We've seen obviously Valentine struggling slot. You don't know Keyshawn, not, you don't know about Nate Hobbs and just what he's going to give you just on a week-to-week basis. So I think it comes down to the pass rush. Pass rush has to get something going.
Javon Alford joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Follow him on Twitter at J-O-V-A-N, Javon10. So we asked it right before you came on. What adjustments are you making if you're Jeff Hafley, knowing that you're going to lose Micah Parsons the rest of the year, probably a week at least without Evan Williams, all signs pointing to that. I had brought up an idea of moving Quay Walker and moving Edgerrin Cooper around. And we've seen Quay Walker do a couple of, nothing more than I said, like what Micah was doing in the middle, but just trying to get some of that speed you got on the outside. I know you don't have a guy who is as strong and fast like Micah Parsons, but you do have two guys in the middle who are as athletic as anyone else at the position. Why not try to mix around some of that versatility to try to make up a little bit of what you're losing with Micah? But what are you doing if you are Jeff Hafley in this situation, Javon?
No, I agree with you. I think that's the best case that you can do with this defense. Like you said, you don't have to bring five every time, right? But be situational when you bring five. Like you said, maybe you bring, you know, Walker shooting through the gap once. Maybe you bring, you know, Cooper through the gap. Maybe you send them, you know, coming off the edge. Maybe you drop somebody back in coverage as a spy. Or maybe you send a linebacker and drop a defensive end in the coverage to see if you can try to trick Williams into making a mistake. I saw the Chargers do that to Jalen Hurts.
Have you seen Rashawn Gary run? Like, you were ready to do that? We're ready to do
Lucas
that?
Lucas Van Ness just got his legs back. You know, this is something I don't know.
But this is the position that they're in. Yeah. I mean, you're hoping, yep. do you you know, try to throw Brenton Cox out there as well on the defensive line? Yeah. Like, and I mean, he popped a little bit last year, so you know, you do have something there. But I think I do like your idea of working, you know, those linebackers. Shoot, even get Isaiah McDuffie, you know, going, because you're going to try to have to maneuver that pocket to get Caleb Williams a little bit off kilter, because we've seen him have his ebbs and flows this season. One game he's making a bunch of throws, in other games he's completing 50% of his passes, right? You don't know which Caleb Williams, but you got to try to knock him off his square just a little bit to try to keep things interesting, because you don't want to have Nixon and Valentine getting picked on. But with the questions about Roma Dunze this week, maybe that helps this Packers defense.
So without Micah Parsons on the field, obviously that changes what the Packers have to do, but that changes the Bears' game plan too from 2 weeks ago when they were going up against this Packers team. How do you expect the Bears to approach this game offensively against a Packers defense that should look different without a Micah Parsons on the field?
Well, if you're the Bears, you definitely will probably not have to double team anymore. Like, if I'm the Bear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If I'm the Bears with my, you know, with my two tackles, Darnell Wright and Trapillo, I'm literally daring the Packers, daring Rashawn Gary to beat me 1-on-1. Like, can you beat me 1-on-1? And if you don't beat me 1-on-1, great. If you do, then we'll have to make adjustments. And I think if you're the Bears, you'll live with that if he has, you know, that type of great game. And I think also for the Bears, you're trying to get Caleb in the second and third and manageables, running the football with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai. I think in the first meeting, there was like 130 plus yards, I think the Bears have. So Bears bread and butter is running that football and kind of making things manageable. And obviously we see the middle of the Packers defensive line is not great right now. You're depending on, you know, Brinson, you're depending on Jordan Riley, who was just signed off the Giants, you know, a couple weeks ago. Right. Nasir Stackhouse can't get on the field. You're wondering about Bohanna. Like, there's a lot of question marks. And I think if you're the Bears, run the football, then see if you can open up the passing game with DJ Moore, with Luther Burton III, who's starting to come on really strong.
Well, let's move over to the offensive side. Javon Alford joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Tommy Wirtz in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with Charlie Usen, as always. Christian Watson injury, I can't be the only person that thought when it happened, and I don't love my brain for thinking this, but it was like unbelievable, right? I mean, just how unlucky can this guy be where anytime, like, I'm finally starting to get into this groove of watching him play and enjoying what I'm seeing out of Christian Watson. He looked unbelievable in his return. And then, like, just for him to go out, give all effort on a play, and boom, he's hurt. Now, it doesn't seem like it's going to be anything that is super long-term, possibility of him even playing on Saturday against Chicago, but avoid all of that noise. And Jordan Love. Jordan Love is where I want to go with this. I really do believe that this season, you can't throw anything away, because I do believe that Jordan Love is a good quarterback. And I believe he's one of the better ones in the NFL right now, especially when you look at what the rest of the quarterback position is doing right now. How are you feeling about Jordan Love getting a matchup against the Chicago Bears again? And, you know, ultimately was able to lead the team in the first matchup, now has to go up against them for a short time, now the second time in the last 2 weeks.
I feel confident, you know, with you going back, you know, to face the Bears a second time. I mean, I think he had an interception in the first matchup, and obviously that's something that he will have to be paramount about. Obviously, he had a couple interceptions last week against the Broncos. The Bears defense feasts off of turnovers. I think they're first in the league in takeaways with 30, and they lead the NFL with 21 interceptions. Like, that's their MO. And if you're Jordan Love, the game plan is to protect the football, but it also comes down to offensive line. Can you protect? Now, granted, the Bears' defensive line is nowhere near the defensive line of what he saw with the Broncos. Like, that's just next level. Like, Zach Allen, Benito, that's next level. Like, the Bears don't have that, but they do have a guy in Montez Sweat. They do have Grady Jarrett in the middle. I think for Love, just play your game, right? We just saw him, what, a few weeks ago against the Lions, just play efficient football and just go up and down the field tossing.
That first half against Denver, I was like, this guy, I mean, after the fourth pass of the game, I was like, he's feeling it. Like, you could tell.
Yeah.
And then all the wind out of the sails when Watson goes down.
Yeah, and that and I think that's gonna hurt if Watson can't play. I mean, if you're the Packers, you're, like you said, this game, they basically saying game time decision at this point. You gotta see what his pain threshold is. But if he doesn't play, I'm looking at which wide receiver is going to step up, right? Jayden Reed, I think, has done well since he's come back, you know, from injury. But I'm looking at Romeo Dobbs. Romeo Dobbs has to step up for, you know, Jordan Love. His last six games, he's only averaging 22.8 receiving yards. That's not going to cut it. We need Romeo Dobbs from the first half of the regular season to show up in this matchup to give Love that help. And Matthew Golden, I think maybe Matthew Golden steps into that role as well to help Jordan Love as that deep threat. He played really well against Denver, and you got to look at their secondary. I mean, to play well against, you know, those guys, I think that gives you some confidence that he can be another option for Jordan Love. And Jordan Love's okay. Like, he's going to be fine. Like, every quarterback has their ups and downs, their bad weeks. It's not doomsday, right? Like, everybody, we see it every week. Last week, what was it? Hurts threw four interceptions, Mahomes threw three against the Texans. Like, quarterbacks have these bad outings, but it's how you bounce back. And I think I have no issue in thinking that Jordan Love won't bounce back in this matchup.
So Jordan Love, potentially without a Christian Watson, without this top-tier defense that we've been seeing throughout the majority of the season, moving forward here, he has two pretty tough matchups, and then a Vikings team that has been playing harder over the past couple weeks that may be coming in with a different kind of mindset in that last week of the season. What does Jordan Love have to do to kind of elevate himself back into that conversation of the MVP award? Because right now, Josh Allen has put his name first after that big win over Drake May. Drake May's still there. Matthew Stafford has this loaded team. Do you think this situation that he's going into these last 3 weeks, if he goes out there and plays at the top of his capability, can he elevate himself back into the conversation there? And then what does that elevation look like? What is that for him to put his name back into that conversation?
Certainly, and I think it starts on Saturday against a division opponent who has that number two seed right now. Like, if you can kind of stick the proverbial fork in them and take that season series, that's going to help the Packers, and you won't be able to overlook if the Packers can hold on to the second seed and say Jordan Love played a part in that. So I think it starts on Saturday night. He needs to play, like I said, clean, efficient football. He's going to have as we say with MVP in every sport, he's going to have to create that moment, have that moment, whether it's a big throw on third down, whether she's using his legs maneuver, whether it's a huge fourth down catch. He's going to have to do those things, because after that, if you get past the Bears teams, you got a Ravens team who's they're fighting for their playoff lives too. They're hungry, but they're beatable, you know, defensively. Like, they do pose some issues, but they're beatable. And I think if you can get the ground game going again for him, the ground game's essential. If you can get Josh Jacobs rolling, then everything opens up. And then, like you said, the Vikings matchup, Vikings probably will be playing spoiler, but on paper, if the Packers still have something to fight for, which could possibly be the case if the Eagles do their job at the third seed, then that opens the door for Love to do his thing. Like, it's just going to come down to moments. Can he give you moments? And I think he can. And like I said, if he puts on a good performance on Saturday night, like if we get anything close to what we saw on Thanksgiving against the Lions, then that will set the tone of like, okay, maybe this race isn't over yet for MVP.
Javon Alford, fan-sided contributor for the NFL portion of that, founder of Total Sports Live, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Javon, thank you so much. Anything you want to plug before I let you out of here, my man?
Oh, yeah, as always, appreciate y'all fellas for having me on, as always. Again, for Packers stuff, DairylandExpress.com. You can get all your Packers stuff. Obviously, a lot of Packers stuff happening today. Marshawn Lloyd talking about that situation. And
apparently, he is he who shall not be named now on this show. Just can't even bring his name up anymore.
Yeah, that's disappointing. So, got a lot of stuff about that. Obviously, the defense, what's going to be happening, life after Parsons. Obviously, Watson staying on top of that, and who steps up, and anything else that's going on with the Packers. So, DairylandExpress.com, and also for anything Philadelphia sports related, TotalSportsLive.com as well.
Very nice. Javon, have a good one, my man. We'll do it again soon.
All right, see y'all.
There he is, Javon Alford, joining us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.